Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball towards left. Colavito catches it and throws to second to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to third. Cash moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Aparicio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Colavito scores. Cash moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Smith moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis strikes out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun is 0 for 1 in the game. Laun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Sievers scores. Smith moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Brown and he is out, Boros applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Fisher now pitching. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Turk Laun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laun is 0-for-2 in the game. Laun is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.